Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The Athena Award has been with us in mid-Michigan since 1982, created by former Lansing Chamber President Martha Mertz, and recognizes those who excel professionally and open paths for other women to follow. And we'd like to welcome in this year's winner, Nell Kumanish, Owner, Director of Governmental Consultants Service. Hello, Nell. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, you are everywhere, it seems, looking at the number of causes that you are involved with. But when you found out that you were going to be the Athena Award recipient, what ran through your mind?
Well, I was actually speechless, and that doesn't happen to a person who spends their time talking professionally to try to convince people what to do. I was very honored. I remember having been a member of this community for most of my life. I actually remember very distinctly Martha Mertz creating this award, and I couldn't have told you the year before I became an award winner because I probably wasn't that good at remembering the exact year, but I remember how powerful that was, and it was a very, very exciting moment to receive that call.
What does it say about Mid-Michigan that we have had so many outstanding winners of an award like this?
Well, I think it says a lot of things. I think it says that Mid-Michigan is a place where women have tremendous opportunities, that people of talent have opportunities, that we are an inclusive community, a diverse community, and candidly, it's a community with its feet on the ground that just sort of say, if you can get her done, then we're going to give you the opportunity to do that.
All right, let's talk about Governmental Consultants Service as a government relations consulting firm in Lansing and how it has grown.
Well, Governmental Consultants was started about 28 years ago now by two individuals. They were actually both former legislators. One was the Republican leader of the state Senate, and the other was the Democratic leader of the House. And they started out, the two of them, and they grew to about five lobbyists when it was purchased by Gary Owen, another former Democratic leader of the House. And then about, it was then purchased from him by Pat Laughlin, and then about, 6 years ago now, there were three of us who purchased it from Pat, Steve Young, Mike Hawks, and myself, and we've since brought on a couple of others, and we are now 10 lobbyists strong, which by Lansing standards is a very large lobbying firm, and we have 10 full-time lobbyists. We have about 20 employees total, and we've been delighted to be able to grow and prosper in this city.
Are you in a unique position, or certainly a favorable one, having been the first female chief of staff in the Michigan House of Representatives?
Well, that at the time I certainly was.
I would think that that would help you in whatever government relations work you're doing, and probably help governmental consultants.
It helped me. It helped me and helps me tremendously every single day. Being in that position, I was able to see the inner workings of state government with people who were truly experts at handling state government. Many people listening to your program will remember a man named John Engler, who was our esteemed governor for 12 years.
But we've heard of him once or twice.
But prior to that, he was the majority leader of the Senate, and he became the majority leader at a time when I was chief of staff to the Speaker of the House, Gary Owen. And John Engler and Gary Owen are two of the brightest, most capable public servants and political strategists that this state has ever known, and I learned a great deal from both of them. So I had marvelous opportunities. Knowing the process and appreciating and respecting the process has helped me immeasurably and helps me every day, because I still can call upon that knowledge and that base to help me get done what I need to get done. And candidly, in this world of term limits, I'm in a position from time to time to help new people understand what those roles and responsibilities are.
Talking to people at the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, it isn't just your professional excellence that has earned you this award. Obviously, there are a lot of women who could have won. But When we look at some of the things that you have done away from the office, you certainly have kept very, very busy serving on the East Lansing School Board, serving the host committee for Sparrow Cancer Center, the Empty Plate Committee for the Greater Lansing Food Bank. You're a founding member of Michigan's White House Project. What are you doing all your spare time?
Try to catch a little sleep. And every once in a while, I spend some time with my family, a wonderful family, two sons, Adam and Jay, who are actually both grown-ups now, but they come home on occasion, and my husband, Roy Saper, with Saper Galleries in East Lansing. And
yes.
I also have some time that I have the opportunity to get together with a couple of young men who were in the East Lansing school system. They're now in the Lansing school system, but we get to the library together and read, and we have some good times together because that's kind of a special time for me, too.
Our guest, Nell Kumanich, and we're talking about the Athena Award for 2010. The first Athena Award presentation going to be taking place Wednesday, December 1st. That is from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lansing Center, and that will be a great event. Looking forward to seeing a lot of the leaders from mid-Michigan there for that. Want to congratulate you, and I know that Thanksgiving coming up, you have a lot to be thankful for, and we have a lot to be thankful for with people like you in this community.
Thank you, Jack.